श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 10 वर्स 19-42 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स ग्लोरीज एंड योग बाय हिम। चैप्टर 10 वर्स 19 श्री भगवान उवाच हन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्याभ्यात्म विभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरुश्रेष्ठ नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड, नाउ आई शैल टेल यू माय प्रोमिनेंट डिवाइन ग्लोरीज इन ब्रीफ ओ बेस्ट ऑफ कुरुस, फॉर देयर इज नो एंड टू द डिटेल्स ऑफ माय मैनिफेस्टेशन। कमेंट: गॉड इज इन्फिनिट and his glories are also infinite. Therefore, the details of the Lord's glories can neither be narrated nor can be heard. If they could be narrated and heard, then how can they remain infinite? Therefore, the Lord declares here as well as at the end of this chapter that I shall tell my glories in brief, for there is no end to my glories. Refer Gita chapter 10 verse 40. Chapter 10 verse 20. Ahamatma guda kesha sarvabhutashaya sthitah ahamadishcha madhyancha bhutanam anta evacha. I am the self, O guda kesha, that means the conqueror of sleep, Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all beings. I am the beginning, the middle, and end of all beings, the entire creation. Comment: it is only the Lord who exists at the beginning, middle, and the end of all beings, meaning that nothing else exists besides God, that is, everything is God. Lord Krishna is Samagra, entire form of God, and the Self, Atman, is His glory. The Self is God's Para-Prakriti, upper nature, and the five elements, and Antakarana, that is mind, intellect and ego, is His Apara-Prakriti or lower nature. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 4 and 5. Para and Apara, they both are inseparable from God. Chapter 10 verse 21. Adityanam aham Vishnuho Jyotishyam Raviram Shuman Marichir Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi. I am Vishnu or Vamana among the 12 sons of Aditi and the radiant sun among the luminaries. I am Marichi of the Maruts or wind gods and the moon among stars. Chapter 10 verse 22. Vedanam Samavedosmi Devanam Asmi Vasavaha Indriyanam Manaschasmi Bhutanam Asmi Chetana. Of the Vedas I am Samaveda, among the gods I am Vasavaha, among the gods, that is Indra, of the senses, I am the mind, and of among living beings, I am Chetana or consciousness. Chapter 10, verse 23. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi, Chittesho Yaksharakshasam, Vasunam Pavakashchasmi, Meruk Shikrinam Aham. Among the Rudras, I am Shankara, of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am Vittesha, that is Kubera, the Lord of Wealth. Among the Vasus, that is a class of the gods, I am purifying Pavaka, God of Fire, and of the peaked mountains, I am Meru. Chapter 10, verse 24. Purodhasancha Mukhyamam Viddhipartha Brihaspatim Senaninam aham skandah sarasam asmi sagarah. O Partha, among priests, know me to be their chief, Brihaspati, priest of gods. Among the military generals, I am Skanda. Of the mass of water, I am the ocean. Chapter 10, verse 25. Maharshi nam bhrigu raham giram asmai kamaksharam. Yajna nam japayatnyosmi sthavaranam himalayah. Among the great seers, I am Bhrigu. Of utterances, I am the monosyllable Om. Of yajna, sacrifices, I am japayatnya, that is constant repetition of Lord's name. And among immovables, I am the Himalaya. Chapter 10, verse 26. Ashvattah sarvavrukshanam devarshinam chanaradah gandharvanam chitraratah siddhanam kapilo munihi. Of all trees, I am Ashvattah, the holy people tree. Among the celestial sages, I am Narada. Among the Gandharvas, the celestial musicians, I am Chitraratha. Among the Siddhas, or perfected sages, the sage Kapila. Chapter 10, verse 27. Ucchaihi shravasam ashvanam viddhimam amrutodbhavam. Airavatam gajendranam naranam cha naradhipam. Among horses, know me to be the nectar-born Ucchaishrava, that is, the celestial horse born of churning of ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants, Airavata, that is, Indra's elephant, and monarch among men. Chapter 10, verse 28. Ayudhanam aham vajram, dhenu nam asmi kam dukha, prajanascha asmi kandarpaha, sarpanam asmi vasukihi. Of weapons, I am Vajra, Indra's thunderbolt. Of cows, I am the celestial Kamadhenu. I am Kandarpa, that is, Cupid, the god of love or the sexual desire, among progenitors responsible for procreation. Of serpents, I am Vasuki. Chapter 10, verse 29. Anantaschasmi naganam varunoyadasamaham. Pitrinam aryama chasmi yamak samyamatam aham. Of the Nagas, I am the serpent god Ananta, Sesha, of the water gods. I am Varuna, lord of aquatic creatures. Among the Pitras, I am Aryama, the head of Pitras. And among controllers, or of regulators of life, I am Yama, the god of death. Chapter 10, verse 30. Prahladash chasmi daityanam kala kalayathamaham. Mriganam cha mrigendroham vainateyascha pakshinam. Among the daityas, demons, I am Prahlada, and among reckoners of existence, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion, lord of beasts. And among birds, I am Garuda, vehicle of Lord Vishnu. Chapter 10, verse 31. Pavana pavatam asmi, ramak shastra bhritam aham. Jhasha nam makarascha asmi, srotrasam asmi jahnavi. Among purifiers, I am the wind. Among wielders of weapons, I am Sri Rama. Among fishes, I am the shark. And among rivers, I am the Ganges. Chapter 10, verse 32. Sarganam adir antascha madhyam chaivaham Arjuna. Adhyatma vidya vidyanam vadha pravadatamaham. O Arjuna, I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creations. I am Brahma Vidya, the science of soul, self-knowledge, among the sciences. Of those who debate, I am the logic or reason. Comment. In 20th verse of this chapter, the Lord told His glory, Aham adischa madhyam cha bhuta nam anta evacha. From the standpoint of the individual, in terms of Vashti, and here he mentioned his glory from the viewpoint of creation, Samashti. Sarga nama dhirantascha madhyam chaivaham Arjuna. The reason is that whatever is seen, heard or thought, etc., whether it is at the level of Vashti, individual, or Samashti, whole creation, all that is God only. Chapter 10, verse 33. Aksharanam akarosmi dvandavaksamasikasyacha ahame vakshayah kalah dhataham vishvatomukah. Of letters of the alphabet, I am the letter A. Among compound words, I am the dvandvah, dual. I am verily the endless time. I am sustainer of all, having my face on all sides. Chapter 10, verse 34. Mrityuk sarvaharash chaham udbhavashcha bhavishyatam kirtik shrir vakcha narinam smritir medhadritih kshama. I am the all-destroying death, as also the origin of future beings. Of the feminine qualities, I am Kirti, fame, Shri, prosperity, Vak, speech, Smriti, memory, Medha, intelligence, Dhriti, steadfastness, and Kshama, forgiveness. Chapter 10, verse 35. Brihat Sam Tatah Sam Nam Gayatri Chandisam Aham Masa Nam Margashir Shoham Ritu Nam Kusumakaraha. Of the Sama hymns, I am Brihat Sama. Of all the Vedic meters, I am Gayatri meter. Among 12 months of the Hindu calendar, I am Margashirsha, that is a sacred month in Hindu calendar, mid-November to mid-December. And among 6 seasons, I am the flowery spring. Chapter 10, verse 36. Dyutam chalayatam asmi, tejas tejasvinam aham, jayosmi vevasayosmi, sattvam sattvatam aham. I am gambling of the fraudulent, I am the splendor of the splendid, I am the victory of the victorious, I am the resolution of the resolute, I am the goodness of the good-natured. Question. Lord has called gambling as one of his glories. Then what is the harm in gambling? If there is nothing wrong in gambling, then why is it forbidden in scriptures? Swamiji's answer. If a doubt arises about an item in a scripture, then one should study that particular scripture from the beginning to the end. Once the purpose and aim of the writer is understood, the doubt is removed. Here the context is not of what scriptures call good or bad, or do's or do nots, but here the topic is of describing Lord's glories. According to Arjuna's question in Gita, chapter 10, verse 17, where should I think of you? In answer, Lord is describing where he should be thinking of him in terms of his glories. The Lord has also told lion and death also as his glories. Chapter 10, verse 30 and 34. This does not mean that one should go for them. Chapter 10, verse 37. Vrishni nam vasudevosmi pandavanam dhananchayaha Muni nam apyaham vyasaha, kavi nam ushana kavihi. Among the members of the Vrishnis clan, Yadavas, I am Vasudeva, Krishna. Of the Pandavas, I am Dhananjaya, Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyasa. And of the seers, that is poets, wise men, etc., I am Ushana, that is Shukracharya. Chapter 10, verse 38. दण्डो दमयताम् अस्मि, नीतिर् अस्मि जिगीषताम्, मौनं चैव अस्मि गुह्यानां, ज्ञानं ज्ञानवताम् अहम्. I am the authority of those who punish as rulers. I am righteousness in those who aspire for victory. Of the secrets, I am the silence, and I am wisdom of the wise. Chapter 10, verse 39. Yachapi sarvabhutanam bijam tadaham Arjuna. Natadasti vinayatstyana maya bhutang characharam. O Arjuna, I am the seed, the origin of all beings. There is no creature, animate or inanimate, that can exist without me. Comment. Whatever appears as something special in the world, if we believe that special feature belongs to the world, we get trapped by it and we fall from the spiritual path. Therefore, here, the Lord is giving a very simple technique. Wherever and whatever special something your mind is attracted to, understand that special feature belongs to God only and has come from Him only. That special feature does not belong to the changing and perishable material world. By understanding this way, your attraction will not be centered in the object or the person, but it will be in God, which will result in love of God. All different species of beings, 8.4 million, and besides those, gods, ancestors, celestial musicians, ghosts, demons, devils, putana, etc., and whatever other species exist, the Lord is root cause of all. It means infinite species exist in infinite worlds, but the seed or origin for them all is only one. Normally, from one type of seed, only one type of crop grows. For example, from seed of wheat, only wheat is produced and not any other food item. All different types of items have a separate seed. But God seed type is so special that it is the source of all infinite creatures in the universe. Even after producing all these beings, there is no change or modification in him. He stays the same because that seed is imperishable and eternal. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 10. Chapter 9, verse 18. Chapter 10, verse 40. Naan tosti mama divyanam vibhutinam parantapa. Esha tu deshatak proktaha vibhuter vistaromaya. O harasser of foes, Arjuna, there is no limit to my divine glories. I have given you only a brief description of the extent and manifestation of my glories. Comment. God with form and attributes, without form and attributes, and human beings, gods, animals, birds, ghosts, lower species, etc., whatever there is, altogether makes one entire form or samagra of God, or in other words, all these are glories and power of God. This means there is nothing else besides God. The changing unreal and unchanging real, both are glories of God. Sada Satcha Samarjuna, Gita chapter 9 verse 19. Therefore, whatever we are attracted towards, it is due to God's attraction only, but due to mind being immersed in enjoyment of worldly pleasures, the attractions do not get transformed into love for God, but instead turns to worldly desire, attachment and delusion, which binds to the world. Question. When everything is God, then what is the purpose of describing the glories? Swamiji's answer. Arjuna's question was that, where should I think of you? Though everything is God, even then, wherever a man sees something special in a person or object, seeing God in that person or object, thinking about God is easier. The reason is that due to the special significance in the mind about the attraction, mind automatically goes there. Therefore, the Lord described His main glories. Due to this reason, the spiritual aspirant should not have raga dvesha, that is attachment aversion, with anything or anyone, but always he should have his mind set on God. Chapter 10, verse 41. Yadyat vibhuti mat sattvam shrimadur jitamevacha tat tadeva gachatvam mama tejomsha sambhavam. Every being or object that is glorious, brilliant or powerful, know that to be a manifestation, a spark of my splendor, yoga and power. Comment. Believing in the existence and significance of the world and making relationship with it binds the man. Therefore, besides the divine glories already mentioned, if an aspirant personally gets attracted towards anything, he should behold only God in them. That is, he should firmly hold that this attraction is not of a person or a thing, but is only God's. This way, instead of having a thought of worldly pleasure, he will have thought of God only. Only then, in his mind, he will feel the significance, importance, and relationship with God. Whatever special feature a person acquires, it comes from God only. If this specialty was not in God, then how could it come in the man? Whatever is not in the amshi, source, how can it come in the amsha, part? Whatever special something is not in the seed, how can it come in the tree? The poet gets his power of being a poet from God only. Only God's power of speech comes in the speaker. God's power of writing comes in the writer. God's power of giving comes in the giver. When the individual's sight is not towards him, from whom liberation, knowledge, love, etc. has come, then man assumes that liberation is his, knowledge is his, love is his. What a special feature of giver, that is God, that even after giving everything, he remains in hiding. Due to this fact, the receiver assumes that all the things as if they are his own. Thereby the man makes a big mistake when he assumes that the things he has received are as his own, but from whom he has received these things, he does not consider him to be his own. God is the grand storehouse of all powers, skills, all types of knowledge, etc. The power cannot reside in insentient prakriti, material nature, but only exists in God consciousness. With whatever knowledge action is performed, how can that knowledge stay in material world? In case we assume that all powers reside in prakriti only, then at least we must believe that prakriti does not have the capability to create these powers or to create the world. For example, a computer, even though it is material stuff, it can perform wonderful feats, but without the man, a conscious being, carefully planning and programming, it cannot perform the various tasks. The computer cannot operate on its own, but has been designed and created by man. But God is the source of everything on his own. Chapter 10, verse 42. Athava bahunaitena kimnyatena tavarjuna. Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ఏకాంశేన స్థితో జగత్. ఓ అర్జున, బట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ అవేల్ టు యూ ఈస్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ డీటెయిల్స్. ఐ స్టాండ్ సపోర్టింగ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ బై అ సింగిల్ ఫ్రాగ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ మై సెల్ఫ్. కామెంట్: ద లార్డ్ వాంట్స్ టు డ్రా అటెన్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ హిమ్ దట్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్ఫినిట్ యూనివర్సస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ బట్ మీ. బై లుకింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ మీ దేర్ విల్ నాట్ బి ఎనీ డివైన్ గ్లోరీ లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్. The Lord means to say, when I, the base, support, illuminator, and seed, root of all divine glories, am sitting before you, then what is the need to think of my divine glories? Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Vibhuti Yogo Nama Dashamodhyaya. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the scripture of Yoga, and the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna, this is the 10th designated discourse, the Yoga of Divine Glories. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.